Welcome to the very top shelf of rugby league. Welcome to a celebration of 100 years of heights. Welcome to the greatest game in the greatest game of all. Welcome to another night of mutual disdain. Welcome to the Queensland Maroons.
Oh, are you pumped? Especially if you're in New South Wales or Queensland. Oh, it's reaching fever pitch. It's sold out. Talking about what has been dubbed the most important game in New South Wales history. In about an hour and a half, Origin 2 2012 will kick off in Sydney. Do or die for the New South Wales Blues, having lost their first game in Melbourne. If they can't win here, the competition's over. Seven series losses in a row to Queensland. Ouch! But if they do win, they'll be able to take the series to a playoff, really. Final finish at the Fortress in Brisbane, where they will then lose. But anyway, let's keep the dream alive for now. Joining me from the Olympic Stadium in Sydney is the ABC's Amanda Shalala. Amanda, your thoughts? Who's going to win?
I don't like your pessimism there, Waleed, about the Blues definitely losing Game 3.
Look, I'm a Melbourne supporter, Melbourne Storm supporter. It's optimism, given that it's New South Wales versus the Melbourne Storm, basically, isn't it?
Well, pretty much. They do have the crux of the Queensland team is basically the Storm with Cronk, Smith and Slater. They have a lot more threats than that as well. Jonathan Thurston is a really crucial figure for them also. Look, I really do think that New South Wales can get the victory here tonight. There are a lot of things in the Blues' favour. One of the big stats is that in the past six series that the Maroons have won, they've only taken out one of those 3-0. So most years the Blues manage to snag a game and it usually isn't a dead rubber. So I think the Blues will have a lot of confidence in that. They like the West. They like that style of footy where they just have to grind it out and slog it out, whereas Queensland is more electric and has this amazing array of skills and really likes open play.
Sorry, are you saying that all the rain in Sydney, and it has been colossal rain in Sydney,
yes,
are you saying that will suit New South Wales because in the rain bad sides can compete with good ones?
I don't know how you got that from what I said. Look, to be honest, I think both sides, they're professionals, and in this professional era, any side should be able to play in any conditions. And the drainage system here is very, very good as well. Just as we speak, the rain has let up a little bit. It was pouring down about 15 minutes ago. It's a little better now. And it'll be a matter of if both teams can really play the territory game and keep the ball in hand and not be silly. So either team can make the most of these conditions.
Now, sellout match, I think it sold out yesterday. So we're expecting 84,000 screaming fans, most of whom will be possibly painted blue as well as wearing blue. What's the feeling like? It must be an incredible atmosphere.
Oh, look, it's been terrible weather in Sydney all week, but that really hasn't dampened the spirits of the fans. There's been an amazing atmosphere around the city all week, really, in the build-up to this match. There's so much belief around, and here tonight, the fans are just absolutely loving it. They have a feeling that things can turn around this year. In saying that, I've been to most of these Origin series in the past 6 years, and there's always been that feeling, but hey, optimism goes a long way. So there's plenty of fans here. It's going to be one of the biggest ever Origin crowds at Sydney Olympic Stadium, and hopefully they can make a lot of noise too. We know the Maroons fans, they're just mad when they're at Lang Park, but hopefully the Blues fans can replicate it here tonight.
I like how you say they're mad when they're at Lang Park. They're not mad any other time, just when they're at Lang Park.
Well, more mad than usual.
Right, okay. You mentioned Jonathan Thurston. Is he okay? I know there's a bit of a rumour mill about whether or not he's going to be playing injured.
There were these rumours circling around sort of yesterday and today, but the Queensland camp has come out pretty strongly and said, where did that come from? He's 100% fit and ready to go. Even Jonathan Thurston, 60% fit, is going to tear most football sides apart, but they're adamant that he is really 100%. The Blues had a bit of an injury concern with Tim Grant, who'll be making his debut. He's had a bit of a back complaint all week, but he should be lining up as well. So both teams should be at full strength. The Maroons minus Sam Seidow, who was pulled out earlier in the week.
Now, given that you're clearly going for New South Wales tonight, I'm going to give you one last chance to make a comment on the referees, because I know that you'll probably want to. But seriously, they're under a lot of pressure now after the controversy that engulfed Game 1.
Well, after that, there was this whole review into the NRL refereeing system. The bosses, Stuart Brape and Bill Harrigan, were under immense pressure. They've kept their jobs. Matt Checken has gone. He's not reffing this game. Tony Archer is back in. So I think that'll go a long way to hopefully eliminating some controversy. You never want to be talking about the refs after a game of footy. That's a bad, bad sign. So let's hope that they can just do their job quietly and it's the football that does the talking and not the officiating.
All right, have a good night, Amanda.
Thanks, Waleed.
Amanda Shalala there from the ABC's grandstand, and going to be a huge, huge night.